spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. Crown Holdings nears its 52-week high on light volume as packaging breadth stays supportive. CCK's weekly trend signal remains active after a 26.8% 12-week move, but the latest pullback and 0.7 times volume leave confirmation unfinished. Research brief. Crown Holdings closed at $118.44 for the week ended 28 August, down 0.9%, but still only 3.6% below its 52-week high. The packaging stock remains above its weekly trend line and Share Maestro fair value, with positive market dynamics and relative strength readings, although both have cooled over the past 4 weeks. Key points. 1. CCK fell 0.9% on the week, outperforming the U.S. consumer cyclical sector average of negative 2.5% and the U.S. packaging and containers industry average of negative 2.9%. 2. The stock is up 26.8% over 12 weeks and sits 10.3% above its $107.33 trend line, keeping the trend signal active for a sixth straight week. 3. Volume was 3.8 million shares, equal to 0.7 times the 13-week average and 0.6 times the 52-week average. So participation is not confirming the near high price level. 4. Market dynamics remain positive at 0.73, while relative strength is positive at 3.90, but the 4-week changes are negative at negative 22.1% and negative 35.7% respectively. 5. The main risk is a rich setup. Price is 28.8% above Share Maestro fair value, and 5 recent reversal markers argue for watching confirmation rather than assuming follow-through. Near high price action, but not a clean breakout. Crown Holdings, the $13.0 billion packaging and containers company, finished the latest week at $118.44, down 0.9%. That was a soft print in absolute terms, but it still compared favorably with broader weakness. U.S. consumer cyclical stocks fell an average 2.5%, while U.S. packaging and containers declined 2.9%. The stock remains close to high ground. CCK is 3.6% below its $122.91 52-week high and sits in the 87.1% position of its one-year range, well above the $88.36 low. The weekly trend line is $107.33, leaving price 10.3% above trend, while Share Maestro fair value stands at $91.95, putting the stock at a 28.8% premium to that valuation anchor. Trend signal is active, but the score is balanced. The Share Maestro setup is a balanced read with a composite score of 53. The trend signal is active and has now been active for 6 weeks, with 22 of the past 52 weeks showing active trend conditions. That 42.3% trend breadth is constructive, but not a full-year persistence story. Momentum is strongest on the 12-week view, where CCK is up 26.8%. The shorter windows are more restrained. The stock is up 0.8% over 4 weeks and down 0.9% in the latest week. That mix keeps the medium-term recovery intact, while showing that near-term urgency has cooled. Packaging context helps, even as relative strength breadth is uneven. Industry context is a positive offset. Within U.S. packaging and containers, 63.6% of constituents have active weekly trend signals, and 81.8% show positive market dynamics. Stronger than the broader consumer cyclical sector readings of 51.0% and 66.0%. Crown's 12-week gain of 26.8% also ranks well inside its industry group, where the average 12-week return is 15.9%. Relative strength is more mixed. Only 45.5% of packaging peers and 29.0% of consumer cyclical names show positive relative strength breadth. CCK's own relative strength reading remains positive at 3.90, but it has fallen 35.7% over 4 weeks. Market dynamics are also positive at 0.73, yet down 22.1% over the same period, so the signal state is supportive rather than accelerating. Volume is the watch item after a strong quarter. The clearest gap in the case is participation. Latest weekly volume was 3.8 million shares, below the 13-week average of 5.1 million, and the 52-week average of 6.2 million. At 0.7 times the 13-week average, the latest move lacks the stronger turnover that would normally add confidence around a test of the 52-week high. Risk is not extreme, but it is relevant at this level. 13-week volatility is 3.2%, close to the 52-week figure of 3.3%. And the one-year up-down split is slightly positive, at 28 higher weeks versus 24 lower weeks. The average positive week of 2.6% is ahead of the average negative week of negative 2.2%. But five recent reversal markers and the fair value premium make the next volume response important. What to watch next? The key level remains the weekly trend line at $107.33, which defines the current constructive regime. A sustained hold above that line would keep the trend backdrop intact, while a move back toward it would test whether the 12-week advance still has sponsorship. On the upside, the $122.91 52-week high is the near-term reference point. A push toward that level would carry more weight if volume expands meaningfully, particularly toward or above 1.5 times average participation. If volume stays light and market dynamics continue to fade, the near-high positioning may look more vulnerable to consolidation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.